We're talking with Dr. Brad Seaborn, of course, from the Hard Winter Wheat Quality Laboratory. Dr. Seaborn, let's talk a little bit about your position there. Tell us about that laboratory. Why is it there?
It's there to serve the breeders and producers within the Great Plains growing region where primarily hard winter wheat is grown. It's to assist breeders in making selections for wheat that have the quality attributes that we desire in the commercial marketplace. So we're not evaluating commercial wheat lines. We're evaluating experimental wheat lines that breeders are considering just prior to release to evaluate those lines.
And you were saying this is one of four wheat labs in the United States.
Yep, there's a quality lab in the soft wheat growing region in Wooster, Ohio. There is a Hard Red Spring and Durham wheat quality lab in Fargo, North Dakota. And then there is what is called the Western Wheat Quality Laboratory, and it's out in Pullman, Washington. And it's out there primarily because all classes of wheat really are grown out in the Pacific Northwest. And so that lab is there to evaluate those lines that are primarily going to our Asian markets. So we have that fourth laboratory out in the Pacific Northwest.
You were indicating that, there's some things that wheat producers really need to be getting their arms around regarding quality attributes. It seems like we're hearing more and more about the need to try to do the right agronomic practices and make the right variety selections to produce a quality crop.
Right. The primary thing I think we need to keep in mind is that the consumer wants consistency. Consistency in milling ability, consistency in functionality, and consistency in end-use product quality. So breeders, we're looking to, we're helping them make those decisions as to which varieties should be actually released, because the last thing we want to do is release a variety that's not as good as or better than varieties that are currently in the commercial marketplace.
So the idea is you want continuous improvement.
Absolutely, absolutely. And that's the purpose of the quality labs, to help those breeders make decisions on which varieties to release.
As you provide that information, what are some things that really help us make the decision to pull the trigger on a particular variety?
Well, a couple of things. One would be protein content. It's all about the protein. And so breeders need to understand that there has to be a minimum level of protein before it's going to make a good dough that you then convert into a product such as pan bread. So we see that number being roughly around 12% in the wheat. Mm-hmm. So if you lose 1% in the milling process, now you're talking 11% in the flour. And as you move lower than that, we see less and less functionality in the dough, because there literally is not enough protein there to make a continuous protein network that's needed in the dough process. So protein content would be one. The other would be dough strength. We heard this morning from Hayden Wands with Bimbo, high-speed processing where they're looking at 150 loaves of bread in a minute. So that takes an ability of the flour to withstand that manipulation and that amount of force, actually, that's being required to move that product through the line. So the protein strength is going to have to be a factor as well all the way through.
Yeah, obviously you mentioned that word. That seems like one of those key words is functionality these days.
Yes, absolutely. Well, if we yield a lot of wheat and nobody wants to buy it because they can't make a product out of it, what good is it? Mm-hmm. So that's the purpose of the Wheat Quality Lab, is to be that firewall to prevent varieties that get out there that only yield. They benefit the farmer, of course, and that's great. Nothing wrong with that. But if it can't make a loaf of bread, for example, we don't need it out there. It hurts the industry all the way around.
You see, obviously, a lot of the experimental lines, they come to you for the testing process. How many experimental lines does it take to actually end up getting a variety that should be released?
Well, from the breeder's perspective, it's a numbers game. They're evaluating many, many more lines than whatever reach our laboratory. So we're looking at the elite athletes of those that he's considering for release. I like to say it's at least 99.5% or more that actually are never released. We see that many. So it's that 1% maybe at most that actually makes it through the test and actually gets out in the marketplace.
So where are we headed? In other words, from your perspective, where are we going in wheat breeding to try to you know, find that perfect, I think I was asking here, what's a perfect bushel of hard red winter wheat look like?
Well, I think we're right on the cusp of some really phenomenal things that are going to go on in wheat breeding. If you recall, a few years ago, right when they were able to figure out the genome for corn, for example, corn exploded. The acreages increased dramatically because the varieties that they were able to produce then, based on the knowledge that they had of the genetic composition in corn, they could influence that and figure out how to make corn better. That's where wheat is. We're right on the cusp of that. We've just mapped the wheat genome. Now we need to figure out, okay, which of these alleles are associated with quality that allow the breeder to manipulate those within the wheat plant, and then we'll be getting better and better and better wheat